The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
So the gentleman that just showed up in our studio, I mean, this guy's serious business.
Yeah, he's ready to hit the river.
He's ready to hit the river.
And there's a reason for that.
He looks like a younger version of your husband.
Yeah.
He, I mean, same, you know, physique and everything.
Yeah.
Well built,
ready
to go.
Got that outdoor man thing going on.
Yeah.
Well, as being with the James River Organization or Association, that would make sense there. We welcome you, Rob Campbell, this morning to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Now, tell us about the James River Association. You are in charge of activities, right?
Well, we do lots of stuff in the realm of cleaning up the river. And it's been a 40-year process. It's been a long time. As many of you know, the James was once one of the dirtiest rivers in the country, listed as the top five dirtiest rivers. It was bad. And the lower James especially. Up here, it had gotten bad, but not as bad as it was in the lower James below Richmond. Mm-hmm. And our organization started around the time that the Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act came out in the early 70s. And ever since then, we've really just been trying to do anything that we possibly can to advocate for better river conditions, and in many cases that's helping get funding for stormwater projects in cities like Richmond and Lynchburg, or some of our newer projects are focused on riparian forests, where we're trying to take up places where farming and cattle may have once been in rivers and creeks and streams, and get some good funding to get those cattle out and to get some trees and stuff planted back in there to create a nice filter. There's been lots of things that have been done over the last 40 years,
It's interesting because the river is so integral, especially in the Lynchburg area. It's part of the reason Lynchburg exists, is because the river was so important from a trade standpoint and that type thing. And then because you build up along the river, if you don't take the right precautions, we end up where we did.
Sure, yeah. Sure, absolutely. And Congress in the mid-90s dubbed the James River America's founding river. And with that, you've got lots of industry and commerce that's happened, and mm-hmm. exploration and travel on the James River over the last 400 years.
Right.
So with that kind of use, things are going to happen. But really, it's a wonderful story that we can tell now as to how far the river has come in that time. We're now the cleanest tributary to the Chesapeake Bay, which is something we're very proud of.
Yeah.
And really have come a long way in that 40 years, and it's a good story for rivers in Virginia and across the country.
Well, one of the things that you do is you help teach our children how important the river mm-hmm. is and how to take care of the river. Tell us how you do that.
Yeah, we have a couple of different programs where we work with middle school and high school students in the area. We had a really busy fall schedule, and we still have a busy fall schedule, but with river levels and changing school conditions, we are definitely not immune from that. But we do offer a nice, safe outdoor environment where we're getting the kids out on the river. In the middle school, we're actually splitting them into three groups, and they'll have three separate sections where they're learning in and about the river and freshwater systems that they'll be seeing on their SOLs later on. So it's good hands-on learning that they're going to put right to use later. And as they go on through high school, they'll graduate to a longer trip, a day trip on the river, where we focus in on some more of those issues. And again, hitting right at some of those things they're going to be using on those testing, and really hitting it home to them so they see exactly in real life what they're putting on paper.
See, I love that. What about your education facilities? Now, you all are in the process of trying to make improvements to that. First of all, tell us where it is and what the plans are.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a beautiful view of downtown Lynchburg. We're on, actually on the Amherst County side, based right in River's Edge Park. There's one building there in the park, and we have an excellent view there. And not only that, but we have the usage of the park for our education facility. And we're able to get a great view not only of the river, but able to spread out in that ecosystem and teach kids about different parts of it, mm-hmm. and then get them out on the river for a nice, easy section for kids that if they have some experience, they'll have fun. But for most of our kids, they've never been on the water before, and it's our opportunity to train and to give them a glimpse of what it's like to paddle on the James and to see that this resource is right in their backyard. And kayaking is a really, at the end of the day, an easy way to get kids outside.
Oh, yeah.
It's an initial cost of buying the kayak, but it's free after that.
Right.
So, yeah. Rob, give me a story of a young person that was first time on the river, and I mean, it was better than Disney.
Oh,
give
absolutely.
Me one of those kind of stories.
Oh, we've had several. It's really hard. It's just pick a day, and I can pull one almost from every single day that we take kids out. But we really have some of the more challenging cases of some of the ones we get the most joy out of, mm-hmm. and the kids that just really have no intention of getting on the water at all.
No desire.
No
they come
desire.
In because
yeah.
they're used to being inside yeah. playing sure. video games sure. or maybe playing. If they get outside, they're playing ball or something like that.
Right, and this is just it. So far outside their comfort zone that
right.
it can be a little much. And we're certainly not going to force anybody to do anything.
And it can be scary.
It can be.
If you haven't, I mean, I grew up around mountains and rivers and streams.
Sure.
So to me, it was second nature.
Right.
But for a child who's from the city, who's never been to a river, who's never, I mean, it can be extremely intimidating.
It can be.
And you do want them to be, but I mean, you have a hard job. Because with kids, you've got the child that's scared of everything, or you've got the child that has no fear. So you've got to have a respect of the water
you
and
do.
That kind of
you
thing.
Do.
So,
and we want them to have that. And through our process of getting them ready for the river, which is getting them suited up with a life jacket, making
right.
sure that's nice and tight, and talking about why we have that on first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this is done a little bit before time. We go into the classroom, whether it's virtually or in the classroom itself, to prep them for these trips. So they're a little bit prepared for what they're going to see. But really the greatest thing that can help is those classmates that you mentioned. The one that's gung-ho gets on the water, and the one that's a little more timid sees that one's out there and it's not so bad, and they're having a good time.
Right.
And they want to get out there and have a good time too. And we certainly will work with them until they get it. And if they don't quite pick it up in the short time we have with them, that's okay. We'll make
right.
sure they get where they need to be, and we'll be there for them next time if they want to try again.
Now, a little birdie told me you have a new access point that's going to be introduced here very soon.
We do. That's coming up at the end of the month. We're going to be starting construction in the fall time frame, where we're going to be accessing from the Amherst County side the upper flat section of river that we have right in front of downtown Lynchburg, which really is a great little spot for people that are looking for a short trip with their family, or if they're coming after work and want to paddle on the river for an hour or two and not have to go all the way downstream. It's a great little spot. It's a really beautiful view of downtown Lynchburg. But it's also going to be the launching point for our bateau. Our organization
okay.
built a bateau a few years ago,
nice.
And we actually are taking customers out for rides on the bateau. Now, of course, not this weekend because the water's way too high.
Yeah, it's too high for
but,
that.
But the bateau's riding it out on the river right now, as many in the past 250 years ago would have.
Now, let me ask you: Do you run that all year long? Do you sink it part of the year?
Yeah,
what do you?
We will sink it eventually towards about the middle part of November. We're going to try and run it on through the leaf change
sure,
and while
yeah.
we have some nice days in early November, but then we'll go ahead and
it's
put it.
It's such an integral part of the history of this area.
Absolutely. And this is not many chances for people to actually get out and ride
to
on
ride
the
on them. And
so,
it's quite the experience, I will say.
It is. And we'll only take you out for a short trip, so
sure.
it's not going to be the full view, but you'll really get a picture of what it's like. And we'll actually take a step through time on the James, walking up from really Jamestown, and we'll talk briefly about that. But then, of course, the bateau history.
Do you have a hog head full of tobacco?
We don't. Our hog's head or our cargo is our customers.
There,
so.
There you go. Well, it's kind of cool for them to see a hands-on history there. I love that. Now, we have a lot of listeners out there who like to contribute to different causes, both financially and with their time. If for people who love nature and love children, this might be just the organization for them. How can they find out more about, do you have volunteer opportunities?
Absolutely, we do. We have a wonderful, lovingly group we call the River Rats.
Nice.
And they love that. And they are our excellent expertise on the river. We have people all in down the river, up and down the river, from Covington and Clifton Forge all the way down to Virginia Beach. And they are all from all walks of life, avid river lovers of all kinds, and they are able to get signed up in our program, which we actually have some trainings coming up in November this fall, just mm-hmm. right around the corner. They will be virtual this year, but that at least allows us to get to a lot more people.
Yeah.
And we'll that's just about an hour or two on an evening where we'll go through that training and talk all things river and get you involved in your section of river, which is really what at the heart of this. We want you to do something that's easy for you, so you're out there looking and doing the things that we're that's part of the program. And two, it's many levels of that too. We have all kinds of levels for volunteers to get involved. But if you want to look up more information on our entire organization, I do encourage you to do so. And it's at jamesriverassociation.org. And that really outlines all of our different programs from what we have going on here in Lynchburg, and then also to different programs we've run in Richmond again and in Williamsburg as well.
Wonderful. We've been talking with Rob Campbell. He is with the James River Association. If you want to find out more, go to that website. We're going to put links to our Facebook page to that. And your nonprofit spotlight on Fridays is brought to you by the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. We really appreciate their help there. And I love when it says, be a James changer.
Yeah. Oh, we love them too. They're great partners of ours, and that is such a great organization. Thank them so much for the work they do.
Yeah, because you won an award.
Yes, from them. And they're part of the reason we have these kids on the water. So really appreciate their help.
That's great. Yeah. Well, we love the James River Association and the work that you're doing. Rob Campbell, thanks for joining us this morning on The Morning Jam.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
7:47. We have some more Friday Funnies coming your way, and great stories. Hopefully some fun stuff like this last interview. Yeah.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.